Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Broadus has been busy on the phone once again, hearing some really interesting things. We started the day, at least I did, with a tweet from Clarence Hill. Look for the Cowboys to cross the finish line on the hiring of Brian Schottenheimer no later than Friday, possibly today. So I was like, holy cow, I guess this thing's going to be official. Nick Harris, Star Telegram, right before we went on the air today. And this was after he himself tweeted this morning, you know, that Shoddy had appeared to be getting the job, and said his sources that said they would be surprised were then surprised that this appeared to be happening. I was like, oh, wow, I guess if Nick's kind of saying this now, then I guess this has got to be done, because he was like one of the only holdouts in the Cowboys reporter group. But the tweet came at 1:59. Far from the end, I fear, was the quote. A source just told me regarding the Cowboys head coaching search. This source is the one I have left that has remained consistent. Schottenheimer's going to stay OC. The noise hasn't affected their thinking. Catch me at the end of this, fellas. Well, over the last hour, Nick Harris wrote an article about the possibility of Pete Carroll, and conversations have been going on. You can jump onto the Star Telegram's website and read more about that, but there's been an informal, and his source said it's at least big enough to report, so reporting it he is. Ed Warder saying, the Cowboys have not made a request to the Packers regarding an interview with Rich Bisaccia, but Matt LaFleur told him he thought it would be an excellent candidate to be head coach. So Bisaccia's name is picking up steam. And Josina Anderson said, I've been told some of the head coach prospects the Cowboys interviewed have been told that they will not get second interviews, per league source, but they've had informal conversations with at least one other head coach prospect that I am aware of. So if you are fired up and disappointed by the idea of Schottenheimer being the head coach, I think you have a lifeline here, you know, maybe to somebody. And Brian, you're reporting that this is probably a split jury behind the scenes?
Yeah, I think that Steven and Jerry Jr. are involved in this one. And
okay.
They're trying to convince Dad to hire Schottenheimer. And Dad is having some resistance. Now, Dad could step back and say, yes, you're right. They did this before. It sounds like when they did it with Mike McCarthy.
Okay.
The hiring of Mike McCarthy. So a little bit of some push from the Suns about, hey, let's get Shoddy going. He's going to help Dak. This is the reasons why, Dad. We've talked about this going forward, da-da-da-da-da. And Jerry is actually having some resentment about the potential hire.
Yeah.
And so Jerry's going to do what he needs to do to maybe hold things off. I don't know how long he can hold off his sons on this one. We'll see. But that seems to be the direction this thing has been taken.
And I don't know, you know, how to exactly feel about that. I think it is a sign that maybe when Steven and Jerry Jr. take over, you know, with more autonomy or authority, I don't know exactly how to phrase that, but when Jerry's time as the GM is over, no matter what that looks like, I think that would suggest it'll be more about substance than about the sex appeal of a hiring. I think Jerry Jones is looking at the fan base and looking at the headlines right now and understands that many Cowboys fans feel the same way Wolchuk does about it, the potential of hiring Schottenheimer. Nothing to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would like Pete Carroll and Schottenheimer together, because I think they, you know, would get through to the organization. We can't treat Dak Prescott like he's Patrick Mahomes. And even with Patrick Mahomes, he only threw for 178 yards in the divisional round, right? It's the running game. And, you know, whether that's Rico Dowdle or you know, whoever we come across, we need to put a great offensive line together if we want to get the most out of Dak Prescott, not another wide receiver and hoping he can get the job done with a mediocre offensive line play. So that's where we are at. The Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line is open. Speaking of running backs, guys, as we get through the C-note here, some of the most interesting headlines relevant for your Cowboys every day at 3:20. I can give you the top six free agent running backs. You guys tell me if you would have a level of interest in these guys coming on over to the Cowboys. This is NFL.com with the journalism. And, you know, there's six pretty big names in here. Rico Dowdle is on it, and he is projected to hit for about $4.5 million next year. If they get through this draft and bring back Rico Dowdle, did he impress you enough in the second half of the season to think that's a viable plan?
Yes. I do think Rico is somebody that he proved he's more than capable of handling the workload and being productive. I still think you need to draft another bag because Rico's not a home run threat. I'd like to add somebody with some speed that can go ahead and spell him from time to time. And look, last year was finally the first year Rico stayed healthy. I mean, that was a fair concern from the organization. He hadn't proven to do that. So you got to do still, I think, worry about that and have a contingency plan lined up. So bringing back Rico, would love it, but it still wouldn't say, okay, I don't have to draft a back.
I think there's three running backs in this draft that doesn't need an extra guy to help him. Genty, Johnson from Iowa, Hampton from North Carolina. I would think that Henderson from Ohio State, Sampson from Tennessee, Harvey from Central Florida, Junkins from Ohio State, Neal from Kansas. I think those guys would need probably a complimentary back to help them with the carries.
Yeah.
So like I think there's three backs that you could draft, and they could be workhorse backs, and that's all you need. But the other guys in this thing, bringing Rico Dowdle would make a lot of sense for those other backs that I mentioned.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
No, I wouldn't mind Dowdle. I think, you know, if you said, let's put it off another year and we'll come back in 2026 and draft a bell cow when hopefully our roster is better equipped to make a playoff run, I wouldn't hate it. But I would love to see what this, you know, how differently this offense could look, how different winning could be if every now and then you get the ball off a kickoff and your guy goes for 75 yards. You know, I think it's not only the red zone threat to score a touchdown, but what Saquon Barkley did last week, scoring those two monster touchdowns, you know, gives you an element that there's no way Rico can do. And there's been very, very few that can do what Saquon Barkley does. But trying to get as close to that as possible to take pressure off the passing game would be awesome. You know, and it, you know, if you get through the first three rounds and every time your name came up, there was, you know, an edge player or a corner or an offensive lineman that you had to take, you know, then I would understand it. But man, like the opportunity to get a running back that can score unexpectedly, I think is exactly what this team needs. Now, Kareem Hunt's on the list. I don't think anybody's going to have interest in him. You know, he spelled Pacheco this year. He got 3.6 an attempt. So he's only projected to be at $1.2 million, and I think he was out of the NFL for, you know, almost a calendar year. J.K. Dobbins with the Chargers. He hit for 4.6 an attempt this year. He is projected at $7.3 million. Seems a little bit too rich, right? If I was going to try to eyeball a number that would make sense for the Cowboys, I think it's $4 million or under.
Yeah, that would be way too much, especially for a guy with the injury history. Yes, he was able to stay mostly healthy this year, but even throughout the season, he was missing time. That wouldn't be a risk I'd be willing to take.
Javonte Williams, he's been under four an attempt the last 2 years in Denver after the great rookie year. Somehow he's projected to be $7 million. I'm not looking for anybody that's not at least at 4.5 yards an attempt. I mean, I don't know how much.
He hasn't been the same after his knee injury. I mean, honestly, the names that you're throwing out here, it's just much more apparent. This isn't a class to skip on a running back. You got some really in the draft. Like this is a really good class, and the guys at the top are difference making type of backs. Like you can give me a Rico that I can get production from. Is he a difference maker? I think we would agree no. A Gentry's a difference maker. I do think a Caleb Johnson from Iowa, if he's there at 44, I don't think he will be, would be a difference maker. Hampton, good player. I don't have him quite as high as those two. But all these guys would be upgrades over the players you're giving me.
I think Aaron Jones can be a difference maker, although he's 30 years old now, but he just put up 1,546 scrimmage yards for the Vikings.
Yeah.
Projected salary at 5.6. The guy who's projected to become the richest 3 years and $27 million is Najee Harris, 4 years in a row with the Steelers at over 1,000 yards. Does that do anything for you? Is that the
no explosion difference maker? If you're talking about difference maker, explosion, that is not him at all.
Okay. It is day 10 of the coaching search here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. I want to salute Kevin Sherrington. He put Jerry Jones in his place this morning. Maybe Jerry read this and said, I'm not going with Schottenheimer. Because his headline is, Cowboys coach search continues. One thing is certain about Jerry Jones' preferences. I looked through the entire article hoping that he would pay off there, and he did. It says, Jerry prefers a head coach who isn't afraid of clowns. Wow. In the morning news. We need a head coach that's not afraid of clowns, says Kevin Sherrington. An absolute body bag. He says, both Moore and Schottenheimer have seen the circus up close and personal. Some of the coaches mentioned in the search might object. And Jerry can't take that chance. I wonder what that would say about Pete Carroll and Rich Bisaccia. I think Carroll is so like super positive enthusiasm guy. He'd be like, yeah, Jerry's just doing his thing. And that might be the perfect dude for it. A guy who's just going to like almost ignore it and go about his business, firing up the troops best he can.
Well, it's another guy that doesn't have really any other realistic options. Like that's what you have to go for. Bisaccia, nobody's interviewing him to be their head coach. Nobody's interviewing Shoddy to be anything. Nobody's really I think the Bears may have brought in Pete Carroll for an interview, but it doesn't seem like, he's obviously not getting that job. I don't know, maybe the Raiders end up pivoting that way, but it's guys without options that are like, I don't have any other choice. If I want to coach, this is where I have to do it.
All right, we'll come back in the 4 o'clock hour and revisit that. We're looking for breaking news. I mean, if you're on the fan cam right now, if you're watching us on YouTube, Dallas fan cam, you can see Brian just constantly working his phone. There he is. No, you're doing your job, man. That's great.
Yeah,
it's great, man.
Yeah.
You're giving us some really valuable insights.
I don't know. He might be scrolling the OnlyFans over there.
my subscription's about to run out. I need to fix
it. You got to capitalize.
Yeah. I need to get my bank card out right now.